trying to close in on foreclosures.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're just about an hour away from the latest Case-Shiller home price report, and economists expect property values have dropped around 18% in major metro areas from a year earlier. It doesn't take a housing expert to deduce that declining home values and widespread job losses have, in part, led to a big rise in foreclosures. Now, the Obama administration's been trying to do something about the mess, but a loan modification program to keep people in their homes hasn't had the results many were hoping for. Mortgage servicers will be in Washington today to explain why. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Mortgage servicers, companies like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and GMAC, can get $1,000 from the government for each loan that they modify. The idea is to help cash-strapped borrowers stay in their homes. Stuart Brown of Valley Mortgage in Newburgh, Oregon, has tried to help his clients negotiate with those big lenders.
They can negotiate for a reduction in the principal balance, for a temporary or a permanent reduction in the interest rate, or a reduced payment with deferred interest so they can get back on their feet.
But Brown says many people have gotten the runaround. That's also the charge from critics in Congress and housing advocates. They accuse mortgage servicers of delays getting the program off the ground and of misinformation, like telling homeowners they have to default before they can get a loan modification and charging inappropriate upfront fees. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A slight nudge forward on Wall Street yesterday. The Nasdaq barely moved. S&P added about a third of a percent. Dow was up slightly. European markets mainly lower right now. In Asia, shares were mixed today. Hitachi reported a loss this morning for the quarter, and Viacom says profits fell about 32%. Two-day talks between the United States and China wrap up today. The strategic and economic dialogue has been going on as American officials try to reassure China that huge budget deficits and inflation will not jeopardize the value of Chinese investments here. Now, key financial players in the Obama administration have been stressing to the Chinese that the U.S. does have a plan to bring the deficit down. Of course, it's because spending's on the rise. Lately, stimulus spending and bailing out Chrysler and GM and the banks. That's why deficits keep going up, and the way down for those ballooning figures is by selling debt. The U.S. Treasury wants to unload more than $200 billion of it, a new record. But who's buying? Jill Barshay reports.
The market in U.S. government debt usually looks as smooth as a pond on a still day. But these big bond sales are making some big waves. Lou Crandall's the chief economist at Wrights and ICAP. He says the splashes are attracting the hedge fund crowd.
The market's a little less efficient and a little more erratic than it normally is, and that creates trading opportunities. So we're seeing different kinds of speculative investors looking at the Treasury market because it's not as staid as it is during more normal times.
Crandall says these investors like the relatively high yields on some of this debt and the chance to take advantage of sharp price swings. The biggest buyers remain foreign governments. Crandall expects the Chinese to keep snapping up treasuries, and he's seeing more interest from Russia, Hong Kong, and India. He says throw in strong demand from sovereign wealth funds, and there's still plenty of interest in American debt. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Older Americans seem to be racking up the credit card debt. A study out today from the public policy group Demos shows that particular kind of debt is rising fastest for people 65 and older. A study reported by USA Today shows consumers over that age carry an average of debt of more than $10,200.
American Public Media presents the Marketplace Whiteboard, videos unwrapping the basics of the financial crisis. You can watch them anytime at marketplace.org.
We all know when times are tough, you go to Mother. In this case, the recession is sending more people to Mother Nature. The National Park Service reports visitation to Yellowstone is up 12% this year, and there are similar increases at other parks across the country. The national campground chain KOA says first-time campers on their grounds are at their highest number in nearly two decades. Seems people really want to get away from it all. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Corey Karubin says it wasn't too hard for her friends to coax her into her first camping trip.
They were telling me about it, and they said, really? We're going to have a pool where we camp?
There's also Wi-Fi in this wilderness, and a general store, and an ice cream social every Saturday. Welcome to the Recessionista Campground, a KOA spot about 40 miles from Los Angeles. Manager Rose Jones says people may not have the money to stay in a hotel suite, but they don't want to leave behind the kitchen sink. And by that, I actually mean the kitchen sink. This KOA brings in portable stations with basins and faucets.
Because when they're here for the whole weekend or several days, they don't want to leave sticky dishes.
Jones says sites have been in such demand, she's had to add a new wing to the campground. She says campers are also starting to bring the good life with them, like a propane camp oven.
So they can have their morning muffins.
Goodies like that are driving business at outfitters like REI, where family tent sales are up 17%. Rick Mead is a camping product manager there.
What we do see is definitely these sales around really luxury products. Sales in these 3.5-inch thick self-inflating pads are off the charts. So it's kind of like comfort food for camping, if you will.
Now, a luxury item for a camper, a propane oven, for example, costs a couple $100s. Compare that to a night at the Bellagio. That can run you into the thousands. Still, Mead says tents are getting more and more like Vegas hotels, with multiple rooms and screened-in dining areas. Corey Karubin bought her tent the day before her trip.
I'm glad we got this tent because we saw one that's smaller, and I'm saying, you know, you'll need room for all of your stuff, so this is a good size for two people.
The tent is neatly packed with chairs, a comforter, even an air mattress. The only problem? There's no electricity to blow up that mattress. Ah, the great outdoors. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
You can get away from it all, too, in our website. Take a deep breath, do a little fishing for information. Leave your thoughts at our website, marketplace.org. Sorry. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.